Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, how do you know if you're posh or if other people are posh? Or is poshness a completely relative term? The Daily Telegraph, big fan of poshness, has come up with markers of poshness. Income, schooling, job description, what your house is like, who you vote for, your use of vocabulary and your hobbies. Brenda Hyland-Byrne is an etiquette consultant. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Now, of course, they're looking at England, where, you know, they're kind of obsessed with class and poshness and all that. In Ireland, is there even one thing you could say that's a strong indicator a person is posh?
Well, first of all, isn't it hilarious that we're talking even about this posh perceptions of class? We have that, I suppose, little chip on our shoulders still of the English coming over. And by the way, I love England, I love the country, etc. But you know what? I think us Irish still have that little chip on our shoulder of them coming over here with the silver spoon in their mouth, so to speak. And you know what? Especially today, I think we just laugh out loud at all that carry-on, keeping up with the Joneses, Mrs. Bouquet, you know, that great series, English series, actually, where they can laugh at themselves too. Now, posh, believe it or not, comes from a shipping. It's a shipping term. Well, so we're led to believe, being a port. I don't know if you ever heard of this, outboard, starboard and home. And maybe it harks back to the time when people had to were buying tickets for classes on board ships. You know, you were either first class, you were wealthy, you were on your holiday voyage, or you're an immigrant and you were in the steerage. We remember all that from Titanic and all that. There was always class there, you know, but not so much here because we were poor anyway and we were proud of it.
Well, we were, but even in a small town in Ireland, you'd know there was like, that's the posher part of town and that's the not so posh part of town. And people would always have those perceptions.
That's sort of true. But having said that, I suppose people are always aspiring to have more. And wealth and money sort of helps you to have more, and therefore you know, maybe you rise up in the classes. But then there's this other part of it where it's the old money.
Yeah,
there's new money and we have old money, and the old money is classy, you know, and always had that connotation of being class. Maybe again it harks back to the gentleman farmers, the landlords, you know, all of this. We've a lot of history going on here about who's posh and who's not posh and who's the peasant. Usually the Irish were the peasant, but there's no division today in my experience.
Really?
Because I don't think so, because I think as a people we are so well educated, and when you're educated and you get a confidence, it doesn't matter if you're, whether you're a tradesperson or you're a professional, whatever. Once you're confident in yourself, I think you can aspire to whatever you want today and be as affluent as you want yourself to be, like whether that's financial freedom or whatever the case may be. Is that posh? I'm not so sure. It's about, but posh is really about notions and keeping up appearances. And there is a social layering even here in Ireland, for sure.
Yeah, but you'd meet people in Ireland who maybe were kind of have an Anglo-Irish background and still speak with a cut glass accent and that kind of stuff. And it would be an automatic assumption that they're kind of posh. And by the same token, you can meet people who are multi, absolutely minted, but they're not posh at all.
Well, they don't want to be posh, because really being posh today is about a quiet luxury. That's what I think posh is about today. It's come full circle. It's not about the logos. It's not about the showing off, shall we say, the handbag with the big logo or whatever. It's about no logo. It's about no public display of wealth. And that's the quality living that, you know, people who are sensible and wealthy, or, you know, I feel that's the way that posh has that's what posh has become.
Yeah.
If you want to continue using that word. But I really think that the Irish sort of laugh out loud at that sort of thing. Because we do have that, if I do mention it, you won't mind, I'm sure, Ross O'Carroll Kelly and the satire literature that he brings out. And it's about crossing O'Connell Bridge and the D4 and the north side of the city, etc. We can laugh out loud at that, which is great, you know.
Well, we can, but that doesn't mean it's not real, though. Because, and certainly, there are still people out there who would tend to come from the south side, who would tend to have gone to private schools, who will always ask you, what school did you go to? They're obsessed with that. Absolutely obsessed with that.
Yeah. But again, I will say to you, what's happening, we're becoming more levelled out here because there's more scholarships being introduced into all these so-called private posh schools. So, you know, there's a levelling out of this hierarchy, I feel anyway. It's really down to the individual. But I understand what you're saying at the same time. There's still that thing that creeps in. And look, wealth today is really online. I mean, isn't that where all the money is being made now? So I don't know how you equate that to living ordinarily, you know, when people are so obsessed with new money and that.
Yeah. They also say that jobs, that the Telegraph says your job is a sign of poshness. Now, if you're a doctor or a consultant, that's kind of posh.
Well, you're earning more money, so we're equating it with money again.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Because now, let's be honest, if you're a tradesperson, you're certainly a skilled individual who is in high demand.
Oh, absolutely.
And can earn equally as much and more than any professional.
So
again, we're levelling out the playing field here.
Yeah.
Even in sport, you know, whatever it is. Look at the masses of people now who are going to every sport. Like, I suppose you could look back and say cricket now. I wouldn't know much about cricket, but people love it. And we've an Irish team, you know,
we do.
And it was very much an English thing. Polo, of course, again, anything to do with horses, I suppose, is elitist because you need money to own horses and race horses and whatever.
Shooting. Apparently, that's a posh sport. Being an etiquette consultant, would that not be a posh job? Do people not assume you're posh?
It certainly isn't, because do you know what? I am not the posh person. What etiquette is all about in my book. And you know what? I'd love to get rid of that word, but every time I had to come back to it when we were trying to come up with a name, and I was trying to come up with a name for the business, because it sort of says what it does in the tin in a way. But at the end of the day, etiquette is about respect. That's the basis of it all. It doesn't matter where you are or who you are in the world. If you respect somebody, you can be the most genteel and mannerly, posh person and be well respected and have no money and have no money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Brenda, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Brenda Hyland Byrne there, a respect consultant. I've just given her a new job title. One texter says, I used to work as a delivery driver. I always found that if I delivered to a working class house, to someone with the arse out of their trousers, would try to throw you a few quid for doing next to nothing. Completely different in an upper class area. And Brenda did allude to this, port out starboard home. This means getting a cabin on the left side of the ship going down the coast of Africa to India. It was cool at night time because the right side was getting the sun going down in the evening, and the reverse on the voyage back to England. These cabins were more expensive, hence posh. Moorish says, we were never classless. I suspect, like all societies, my grandfather was disinherited in the early 1900s because he married for love. Ooh, I'd say that was there's probably a story in that. It's easy to find out if someone is posh in Ireland. Ask them what school they went to. If it starts with Colashta or Saint, then they're not posh. Whoa, that's a big generalisation, but maybe there's something in it. Is going to a private school still not seen as pretty posh? You'd think so. There's probably, certainly that perception is there that certain schools you'd go to and, you know, when you leave school, there'd still be those contacts. There'd still be that sense of, oh, we went to the same school and all the rest of it. When we were growing up, people who had a good room where the kids weren't allowed into and only got opened on a Sunday, were considered the height of poshness. Indeed, the good room with the plastic still on the sofa.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.